Sustain the Authorities, Elder Mark E. Peterson, Mark E. Peterson, Conference Report October 1949, pages 80-83. I am very grateful, my brothers and sisters, for the stimulation I have received in this conference. I am grateful for the privilege of going to the state conferences and for the good that I receive from them. I think it is wonderful to feel the strength of the saints in the different parts of the church, and as I go about among the people and feel their strength and faith and note their devotion, I am very grateful indeed that this is truly a great church. It is a strong church, and the people who belong to it are a strong people. I am very grateful for this knowledge. Difficulties encountered. At times we meet people who find it difficult to live our religion. Sometimes they say it is hard to live some of the principles of the gospel. Occasionally people say they find it hard to live the law of tithing, or the word of wisdom. I know that some do find it difficult, but I know also that if they would apply themselves and really convert themselves to these great principles, they would be able to live them and enjoy doing so. As I have observed some of the people in the church, I believe that one of the principles they find most difficult to live is the principle set forth in one of the articles of faith, the sixth one. We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, etc. I suppose some of you will think it strange that I say that, but I really believe that there are a number of people among us who find the principle represented in that article of faith to be the most difficult they have to live. Faith in God, our first article of faith, which has been referred to here, says that we believe in God the Eternal Father and in His Son Jesus Christ and in the Holy Ghost. Without faith in God we wouldn't even have any religion, because faith in God is fundamental to our religion. But such faith is no more fundamental than it is to believe that God can and will reveal Himself to mankind. It is just as fundamental to believe that God can reveal Himself to mankind as it is to believe that there is a God. All down through the ages the Lord has revealed Himself to man. Then, we must believe in revelation. But to whom does God reveal Himself? An ancient prophet said the Lord will do nothing but He revealeth His secrets to His servants the prophets. Then we must have prophets among us. We had them anciently, from the days of Adam on down to the days of Malachi, to whom God revealed Himself in harmony with this great principle which is such an important part of our restored religion. Ancient apostles and prophets. What about prophets in Christian times? When the church was established on the earth in the days of the Savior, it was rounded with apostles and prophets at the head. And why were they put in the church? Paul explains, as has been mentioned once before, that they were put in the church for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. They were to remain in the church until we all come to a unity of the faith, unto a perfect man, unto the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. Throughout the ancient times there was always a tendency to profess belief in God but to reject the teachings of the prophets. Jesus met that situation when He was upon the earth, and among the other things, He made a great appeal to overcome it. He said, "Ye believe in God, believe also in Me." The great tragedy of ancient Israel was that the people of those days were willing to profess belief in God, but would not follow the teachings of the prophets of God. What did the Lord reveal to His people through the prophets all down through the ages? He revealed to the prophets, and through them to the people, the things which He expected the people to do, and these expectations of the Lord, as revealed to the people through the prophets, form the program which our Father in heaven desired His people on earth to follow for their salvation. In other words, these revelations and these directions given to the people through the prophets formed the program of the church in ancient times. Apostles and prophets today, we today are no different from the people who lived in the days of the Savior and the ancient apostles, because our church today also is founded with apostles and prophets at the head, and the teachings of these apostles and prophets form the program of the church. This program is varied. It has many projects and many enterprises. It includes many commandments and many ordinances, but they are all a part of the program of the church. We cannot distinguish between them and say that these we will accept and these others we will not accept. We cannot make fish of one and fowl of the other. The hand cannot say to the foot, "I have no need of thee." The Sunday school could not say to the relief society, "You are not necessary." Not one of us can consistently say that we will sustain the priesthood program, but we will reject the welfare program. We could not say that we will accept the Aaronic priesthood program, for instance, and that we will reject the Melchizedek priesthood program. We could not say that we would accept and sustain the auxiliaries of the church, and, for instance, refuse to sustain the church publications which help to give bone and fiber and sinew to these organizations. Consistent support of program. Are we in a position of consistency if we try to choose one part of the program of the church and turn our backs upon the others? Every phase of the program is worthy of our support, whether it be priesthood or church welfare, whether it be the church publications or whether it be the auxiliary organizations, or any of the commandments in the gospel. The program of the church is inaugurated and sponsored by the heads of the church. And who are the heads of the church? They are the prophets of God. And why are they in the church? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We are the saints. Our church makes up the body of Christ. We need the edification and the perfection that come to us through participating in the program of the church. We have the prophets of God who give us the program of the church. Let us follow that program so that we may get the blessings God proffers to us. Instead of going off on a tangent this way or a tangent some other way, let us be willing to follow the prophets of God who stand here at the head of the church and who receive the divine guidance of the Almighty. Let us have enough faith and enough courage to be real Latter-day Saints. Let us have enough courage and enough faith to believe in the articles of faith. I challenge every Latter-day Saint everywhere to believe and accept and sustain the sixth article of faith, which I read again. We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, etc. I pray that we may have this courage, that we may have the unity and the harmony as a people to support and sustain the prophet of God by sustaining the program in all its projects and enterprises as he gives it to us. And this I do in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.